Minister, I want to ask you about the shared equity scheme. You frequently cite the British shared equity loan scheme, and I assume that your proposed scheme here is similar to that that was introduced by the Tories. Firstly, I must say I'm surprised that the Minister for Finance has given the green light to the scheme, because it is a demand-side response to what is a supply-side problem, and that's patently obvious to anybody. As an economic policy, it's completely wrong-headed. Secondly, the scheme, if rolled out, could have an immediate impact on the share prices of developers in the state. A study by Jeff Meeks of Cambridge University found that in the 3 years before the shared equity scheme was rolled out in Britain, that the share price of leading developers increased in line with share prices of the FTSE 350. But in the 4 years after the shared equity scheme was introduced, share prices of the FTSE on the FTSE 350, they had risen by 47%, while share prices of leading developers rose by 230%. So shareholders, managers and CEOs prospered under the shared equity scheme in Britain, and the impact here is likely to be no different. You've already heard from the most senior civil servant and deeper that your proposal is about lining the pockets of developers, but sure, isn't that the spots that Fianna Fáil always wore? But my immediate concern here is in relation to the impact that this scheme will have on the borrowers and the market. In 2019, the British National Audit Office published a progress report on the scheme. It found that 63% of buyers could have bought a property without the scheme. So under your intended scheme, it's understood that the taxpayer would take a 30% equity stake in all new builds purchased. To be clear, this is the taxpayer investing in the property market. As Gareth Davids, head of the British National Audit Office, commented, the scheme has exposed the government and the taxpayer to significant risk if property values fall. The risks extend to borrowers. The same progress report found that buyers who want to sell their property soon after they purchase it might find that they are in negative equity. This concern was raised also in February 2020 by the FCA, the British equivalent of the Central Bank. The FCA warned that borrowers who had availed of the shared equity loan scheme were more likely to face negative equity if property prices fall. So my understanding, and you can clarify this, that under your proposed scheme is that first-time buyers will require a deposit of 10% of the property value, that an SPV will be established taking 30% equity for the state, and that the buyer then taking a mortgage worth 60% of the property value. From year six, the property will be interest-only payments on the equity, with the equity to be paid on the sale of the property or at the end of the mortgage term. Now, this could mean that buyers taking out an overall debt equivalent of more than five times their income, circumventing the central bank's mortgage measures and loan-to-income limits. These measures were put in place to protect borrowers and to avoid the central bank in what it describes as a credit house spiral. By circumventing these rules, the scheme risks such a credit house spiral, Minister. So my questions to you, and hopefully you can clarify some of these matters here before us, and maybe respond also to what Robert Watt has claimed in terms of your scheme is about filling the pockets or lining the pockets of developers. But what are you setting up an SPV with any retail banks to manage this equity scheme? First question. Second question, what rate of interest will be charged on this equity? Will it vary annually? And if so, how? On the third question, can you guarantee that the taxpayer will fully recoup the equity invested? Fourth, will a first-time buyer under the scheme be able to take out combined loans worth more than five times their salary? And the last question and fifth question, will you be able to tell a first-time buyer who uses the scheme the full cost of his or her repayments for the full term?
Minister, unfortunately, you have just over 50 seconds.
It's okay, Gormagat, Cian Corla. Look, the scheme is still being worked through, and there's a number of affordability measures that we're bringing forward, about £468 million in Budget 2021 that covers Service Sites Fund, Rebuilding Ireland Home Loan, Help to Buy Scheme, plus the Shared Equity Scheme, and plus, actually, the Affordable Rental Scheme. We'll be publishing the scheme. We published the bill. We'll be moving forward with regulations. I've been bemused by Sinn Féin actually trying to shoot down a scheme before they've even seen it. If they look at the equivalent scheme or a scheme that's comparable to this, and we've looked at other schemes in other jurisdictions, the Help to Buy Scheme, which is called in England, has actually increased housing supply by 14% and house price inflation increased by less than 1%. We're negotiating through this scheme. We're working on it because we believe in home ownership. We believe in giving... this has been all afternoon Sinn Féin have been trying to interrupt me. We believe in home ownership. We believe in giving young people a chance to own their own homes. And we will bring forward a scheme that will work, which is one element of our affordability package.
Thank you, Minister.
And so those who want to actually already shoot down a scheme before they've even seen it is obviously based on for political reasons and purely that. We're interested in action...
Deputy, please.
It seems to be a trait in Sinn Féin today, just trying to shout people down all day. Deputy O'Brien did the same.
Could we?
You'll probably leave now as well after doing that. So good luck.
Your time is up. Thank you. Deputy.
Can I ask you to clarify this? Because the Leask and Corley done it. The Minister again has made an accusation here. The public health advice is for members, when they are finished speaking, to leave the building or to leave the room. You should not be using that to attack me. I asked five specific questions, numbered them. You refuse to answer any of the questions.
Well, Deputy,
and that is not acceptable from a Minister in your
position.
Deputy,
please. I think it's not exactly on the reasonable side to leave 50 seconds to answer five questions either. Maybe. Thank you, Deputy. We go on to Deputy Kian O'Callaghan, please.